Alaska's natural gas pipeline project, as currently envisioned, is not competitive and likely cannot succeed in the current market. That's the conclusion of a report from the outside consulting firm Wood Mackenzie. But the report says major changes, similar to those being proposed by Governor Bill Walker's administration, could make the project more viable. Under the current model, Alaska is partnering with the three major North Slope producers, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, to build the pipeline. Wood Mackenzie's David Barrowman told lawmakers this afternoon that his firm compared that model to other natural gas projects around the world.
The competitiveness of Alaska LNG does not rank well when compared to other peer jurisdictions that could supply, or peer projects that could supply, North Asia. The ranking means that under current pricing assumptions, it would certainly struggle. And even if oil prices rose to around about $70 a barrel, then it would be difficult to make acceptable returns.
But Barrowman said there are ways to lower the project's cost. One option is bringing in outside investors to fund the gas line instead of the partners funding it themselves. Another path is full state ownership, which might lower federal taxes. Those are both options the state is considering as it seeks to take control of the gas line project, according to Keith Meyer, the new head of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Meyer and Barrowman testified today at a joint hearing of the House and Senate Natural Resources Committee. The hearing will continue tomorrow with testimony from the state's three current partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips.